The Stepson.
Mike, when was this fire last lit? It's like Pompeii under the grate. Oh, Martin. Sorry, I thought you were your dad. He's just gone out to get some coal.
Right.
There's stew in the warming oven. I thought you'd be in this evening. I made far too much.
Okay.
Well, I thought you'd be in this evening.
Martin, where you been?
School.
It's 9 o'clock.
School stuff.
Yeah? What kind of school stuff?
Don't ask. Claire thought you'd be home this evening. She made stew for us all.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Will I get you a bowl?
He can do it.
Yes.
How's that fire building going?
I was just saying to Martin, it's like Pompeii under there. Martin?
That'll be the stew gone. He'll love it.
I hope so. Shamed you missed supper, though. It would have been nice to eat together.
You okay, Cinders?
Yes. Yes.
What?
I don't know. I talk too much when Martin's around.
Eh?
It's not... There's so much ash.
When did you last have a fire?
Must be, I don't know, 3 years?
3 years?
Well, we have heaters in our rooms.
Yes, but you... Not since Josephine died.
Probably.
Mike, why didn't you tell me? What's Martin going to think?
What?
He'll think I'm trying to replace her.
She never built a fire. That was his job.
Oh, great. So now I'm supplanting him.
You're bringing warmth and stew and glamour to a household too long without. That's all. You're not replacing anyone.
I'm not.
I know you're not. Let's get this fire started.
You said don't ask.
I did, yeah.
Why is that?
He doesn't talk much about school. Respecting his distance, that's all.
That's very manly of you, I suppose.
No, not at all. It's just not that kind of a school.
I've never come across not that kind of a school.
Hmm?
My friend said, just be glad it's not a daughter.
What does that mean?
Daughters are more challenging, I suppose.
Are you worried? Has he been rude to you, Claire? Because tell me if he
No,
has.
Not at all. He's not rude, honestly, Mike. He's preternaturally polite. And... Ah, it's just me.
Oh, come here. You're amazing. we're both so lucky to have found you. He's delighted you're joining the family.
Really? How did he show it, his delight?
Ah, Claire, of course he was delighted. Didn't he know we were thinking about it?
And he's coming to the family dinner?
Sure.
Have you asked him?
It's on the calendar, isn't it?
Shall I ask him?
Up to you.
Right, good. What?
Sometimes when you close a conversation, it feels like the bell is gone. End of lesson.
Very good. Nice metaphor. Did you bring me an apple?
You know you can stay.
No, it's fine.
He's 16. He must know we're sleeping together.
I know. But this way... He'll never have to see me actually coming out of his mother's bedroom door.
All loved up.
Huh. After we move, it'll be our bedroom door. No memories. Martin, hi. I thought you'd be back ages ago.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Was it school?
Yeah.
Did I see you're studying Hamlet?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a fire?
I've got the heater.
Well, I thought we could have a lap supper tonight. I thought it might be a chance for us to talk.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, there's loads of... The house?
Right.
And the wedding?
The wedding?
Do you know what you're going to wear?
Does this bother you what I wear?
Not in the least, but I thought I'd ask your father to get you whatever kind of outfit you thought you might like.
No, it's all right.
Right, well, that's great. And, you don't have to dress up for the family supper if you don't want to.
What's the family supper?
It's, a chance for my family, well, my dad and my sisters and their families to meet Mike's family. You. Before the wedding. It's on Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Yes, is that all right?
I think I might have something at school.
Oh. Can you miss it?
I'll try.
Right. Actually, I did want to ask you about the new house. You know we're going to move from here, don't you?
Dad said you wanted us to sell here.
Well, that's not the way he put it.
He said you wouldn't be happy in this house.
Well, that's... I was doing it for you and for him. I didn't want you thinking that I was trying to take your mother's place.
You couldn't do that.
Right. Good. Because I'm not trying to. You've not been to see it yet, have you? The new place?
Do you need me to?
Well, it's just there's a room at the side downstairs with its own entrance, and I thought if we put in a bathroom, that could be your room. You could, you know, come and go as you like.
Right.
Only if you want to. Oh, there's a big kitchen, you know, for family meals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're 16 now, and you might want to bring someone... I mean, not yet, obviously. Or maybe you would. I mean, whenever you... Oh, listen to me.
Sure.
So what do you think?
About?
What do you think about the idea?
Whatever suits you.
I'll get supper.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Hey there, how was it?
Ah, you know, work. How was your evening?
Oh, you know, home.
Very good. Is Martin back?
He's in his room, working.
There. You're a good influence.
Or I forced him out of his own sitting room.
Hmm?
He had to learn something. I offered to help. He said it would be easier in his room and he was gone.
Well, maybe you shouldn't overplay the being a teacher bit.
What does that mean?
Okay, you're not.
I am underplaying everything, believe me. I say half as much as I feel like saying.
Okay, sorry.
He never tells me anything, nothing, and suddenly neither do you. All I get is a concerted back off from the both
Claire,
of you.
Claire, this is how we are. It's not you, and I'm sorry for the teacher remark. It's not that. This is how we've always been.
Really?
Pretty much. What would you like to know?
Was this ever a noisy house?
What does noisy mean?
Singing.
Not so much.
Laughing.
Sure. We had our moments.
Shouting.
As I say, we had our moments.
Hello?
Mrs. Byrne?
No, it's... Well, soon to be Mrs. Byrne. Yes.
Is Martin there?
No, not yet. I'm expecting him.
It's Mr. Ford, his drama teacher. He left his Hamlet behind.
Did he? Well, I'm sure we've got a copy here somewhere.
No, his script. It's got cuts marked in it.
Oh, right.
First night on Wednesday.
Wednesday? This... Oh, hold on. Martin, it's Mr. Ford on the phone. You left your rehearsal script behind.
All right, sir. No. No, I got that in mine here. Is it Rob's? Osric. No. I don't know. I'll ask her. Bye then.
You're in Hamlet.
Well, just...
Who are you playing?
Laertes.
You look like I found you smoking. Do you not want us to come?
You got your family meal thing.
But that's... Why didn't you say? Don't you want us there?
Do you want to come?
Martin, I'm trying to be your friend. How can I know what you want if you don't talk to me?
There's nothing to tell.
You're playing Laertes in Hamlet. If Mr. Ford hadn't rung, we'd never have known.
I didn't think he'd be interested.
But of course I'm interested.
You don't have to say you are.
Don't you want us to be there?
Only if you want to.
No, Martin. Tell me what you want.
There's
no one to give me any signals, nobody to help me know what you'd like. Only she could tell me what you wanted, and Josephine isn't here anymore.
She couldn't have told you.
Well, no, obviously I know, and I'm sorry.
She didn't know what I wanted or how to give it to them.
Martin!
She only cared about herself.
You mustn't talk about your mother like that.
Fine.
Sorry, Claire, it's his age. He's a nightmare.
How can you say that? He's your son. He's my... He's going to be my stepson.
Do you want me to talk to him?
Yes, but not... I'm not asking you to tell him off. I want you to talk with him. And with me.
Okay, we'll talk when I get back.
We won't eat till you're back.
No need for that.
There is every need for that. Believe me.
Claire?
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Martin. Sorry. I thought we might wait till Mike gets home to eat.
Okay. Are you okay?
No.
Look, I'm really sorry. Look, please don't. I should have told you about the play. It's just, we don't do stuff together. We didn't, so I didn't check.
No, I'm catching on.
I'll check in future if you want to do anything.
I'm sorry, Martin. It must be so hard to get this noisy woman barging into your life after 3 years quiet.
No, it's longer than that.
Hey?
They never fought in front of me. They always stopped as soon as I walked in the room. You must know about how they argued.
Mike told me it was a stormy relationship. And that's why he doesn't drink anymore.
And because she was drunk the night she killed herself.
We don't know that.
We do, Claire. I do.
You were too young to know, to make a judgment.
I was 13.
But...
You teach 13-year-olds, don't you?
Yes.
Haven't you seen them? Covering up for their parents.
I have.
And she didn't really know anything about me. She didn't care about school. Other boys' mothers did. And she didn't come and see the teachers or to the concerts or...
And Mike? Did he not want to come?
And she told him it wasn't that kind of school.
Why didn't you tell him?
I didn't want there to be another thing for them to fight about.
No.
You fought over me. Yesterday. I heard you.
That won't happen again. I won't go through him. I'll ask you if I want to know something.
Thank you.
Right. Let's test it out. Do you want to live in a new house, or would you prefer to stay here?
But haven't
you... It doesn't matter. You tell me what you want. Which?
New.
Right. Will you buy something that's not jeans and torn shirts to wear at our wedding?
Yes.
And would you like help with your lines?
No, I'll be all right.
Okay.
My turn.
Absolutely.
Do you and Dad sleep together?
Yes.
Do you think you'll have children?
No.
Do you think I'm all right looking?
Is there a girl?
A sort of.
Ophelia?
How did you know?
You're gorgeous. Like your dad.
But anything I could...
Your hair?
I'm not cutting it.
Wash it? When you're on stage with her, it'd be nice if she could smell your hair.
You sure?
Trust me. And your lines.
My lines?
Learn them perfectly. Act one, scene three. She'll never forgive you if you let her down.
That's just so... You're right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Will I put you down for a ticket on Thursday?
No, you'll put us down for two on Wednesday.
You sure?
Sod getting to know the extended family. Let's not run before we can walk. I'll book the three of us a table for afterwards.
Okay. Will you help me with my lines?
Sure. I'll fetch my glasses.
Shall I lay the table?
No, I'll do it.
Right then. I'll build the fire.
Right.
Right.